This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The American Bankers Association and Farmer Mac survey found that 80% of their ag borrowers were profitable this year, and that 70% will see profitability extend through 2022. Farmers know that inflation is caught up to their input values so that they will have higher costs in 2022. They do not know, however, how high commodity markets will respond to inflation yet next year. If costs are up and crop and livestock prices are not, then margins will narrow. I'm not convinced that crop prices will not exceed modest expectations in 2022, so that it becomes another good year. Investment is flowing into commodities as an inflation hedge, and that adds demand to price discovery. It was that absence of investment demand that depressed commodity values during deflation. I think that many could be surprised at how much upside potential in commodities markets exists from inflation. Last year, we stored all 2020 crops into 2021, so we gained much over those who had sold too early. We still hold 60% of our 2021 corn and soybeans. We forward priced no 2022 corn and have made a small 15% 2022 new crop soybean sale because it was profitable. A strong weekly close this week in soybeans would open the door to significant upside potential. All crops are profitable and competition for acres will heat up. Commodities which feel they're being left out of the acreage mix are going to respond defensively with price premiums offered. Right now we hear a chorus of farmers lamenting how poor that 2022 will be because of soaring costs. Contrarily, I think there will be opportunity for another good year. Given the cost lag and we realize better than expected yields here in northwest Iowa, we had a record year in 2021. We have our 2022 input costs locked in and managed using manure traded for stock for fertilizer, while shifting from corn on corn to a full corn and soybean rotation this next year. We will also start out with more subsoil moisture this spring than last season. I do not think that we have input delivery risk, but you don't know that for sure until the inputs are on. Suppliers express worry about sourcing inputs. Why are only 70 to 80% of borrowers profitable in such a good year? Remember that many farmers do not borrow any money, so would not be included in their survey of borrowers. Profitability was probably more like 90%+ overall. There's always some who lose uninsured crops or have some other calamity happen in their operations so that they net red. It took something extraordinary to lose money in 2021. I have noted that farms here in northwest Iowa have been setting new price records at auctions. Good farms bringing $15,000 an acre here just a few months ago, more recently topped out at $19,100, setting new highs for farmland in many counties. This strength was despite more supply as the number of farm sales proliferated. They sold a few parcels near Watertown, South Dakota last week that brought $11,000 to $12,000 an acre, which was a new high for farmland up there. It was bought by locals with no billionaire from Arkansas bidding, as has been the case here in Iowa. The October Creighton University Rural Main Street Index rose to 66.1 from 62.5 the previous month, posting the 11th month of consecutive gains. That is also a banker's survey, and bank CEOs say that 82% of farmers were in a solid cash position, with most all the rest cash position going sideways. These bankers say that farmers expressed worry over Biden's tax proposals, which is a justifiable concern. It appears that they have dropped their plan to eliminate the stepped-up basis for capital gains on estates, but they want to fully pay for this next round, nearly $2 trillion in social engineering, so that they will raise the money somehow. We will stay vigilant in defense. Surveyed bankers revealed that the index for CD deposits fell to 32.1, below 50 being a contraction. Not a surprise considering what rate CDs pay savers. They expect a surge in year-end borrowing by farmers preparing input costs for 2022. The 10-state hiring index is at 71.4 as labor shortages are a significant issue for businesses. The home sales index is at 74.3. Buying a house here is difficult, but renting one is too. A realtor noted that a house that came up for rent had 35 offers on it overnight. Minnesota set the 10-state RMI high for October at 73.6, while more surprisingly, Missouri set the low at 48.2. Bankers blame the poor economic performance in Missouri on COVID. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.